This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. Earlier reports put the number of casualties at 20 or more, with more than 40 people injured. The Somali government is expected to give a news briefing about the attack in the coming hours. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. The official said the building needs to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, 5 civilians from the same family were killed. 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near Mogadishu's airport. No one's claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks, but Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar attacks many times in the city. Russia said Saturday its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea, the second such incident at the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. The governor of Sevastopol said the drone was shot down and fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters, but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, the explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed 9 Russian warplanes, and earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's southeastern region of Zaporizhia is exporting up to 7,000 tons of grain per day, according to Russian-installed authorities on Saturday. Ukraine has accused Russia, the world's largest wheat exporter, of stealing grain from territories that Russia's army has seized since Moscow sent troops to Ukraine on February 24th. Moscow denies this. The head of the Russian-installed administration said the Russian-controlled part of Zaporizhia is transporting up to 5,000 tons of grain per day by railway and between 1,500 and 2,000 tons per day by vehicle. He did not say where the exports were heading. Farmers in China are struggling to grow crops in conditions of severe heat that has seen the driest summer in China in 6 decades. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Gan Bingdong, a farmer in southwestern China, waters his crop in hope that some vegetables will survive. Gan says the high temperatures this year have hindered his work greatly. I have lost half of the vegetable crops compared to normal times. Gan's surviving eggplants are no bigger than strawberries. A reservoir beside his farm has run dry, forcing him to pump groundwater. I pump the underground water to my farmlands for irrigation. Every day I use 6 or 7 tons of water. Looks like I can hang on for now. China's National Weather Agency say drought conditions across a swathe of China have significantly increased and are expected to continue. Gan doesn't believe usual farming techniques will be enough if tough weather conditions return next summer. If the high temperature comes every year, we'll have to find a solution, such as to build up nets, daily irrigation, or to install a spray system to reduce the loss. I'm Karen Chamas.
Apple is urging its customers to update their Apple devices. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
If you haven't installed Apple's latest security patch,
it is really, really important that you run the update as soon as possible.
Lisa Plagemeyer, who's the executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Not only are you telling the good people of the world that they need to patch, but you're also making it very public to people with malicious intent that this could be exploited.
Without the latest update, a hacker could take total control of most Apple devices, allowing them to impersonate you and run any software in your name. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge has given the U.S. Justice Department 1 week to redact an affidavit used to justify the recent search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence before the rest of the document can be made public. And once again, our top story, the French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a Mogadishu hotel. Marissa Milton, VOA News.